Good morning. Merry Christmas. Thank you. We have a lot of young people at our house who don't understand why we keep telling people Merry Christmas, because they'll say, well, Christmas was last Tuesday. And then that gives us a chance to talk about the 12 days of Christmas and that it's okay to say Merry Christmas during those 12 days. And then, of course, they throw in, but don't forget to say Happy New Year. So to all of you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We welcome you to worship this morning here at St. John, and a special warm welcome to any and all visitors who are worshiping with us this morning. We'll invite you right now to stand and greet those around you and go ahead and say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you. Let's take a few moments now to prepare. To prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. We begin with the brief order of confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. We take a few moments now to talk with God. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, we have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in our hearts through faith. Amen. Our opening hymn, hymn 288.
Thank you.
I want to thank Sherry Schaefer for leading us in worship this morning with her music. So Sherry, thank you. And of course, we pray and think of Pastor Russ and Susan as they're enjoying a little time off. And of course, we pray for Pastor Bauer as well and for all the work that he does here at St. John. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Together, the prayer of the day. Shine into our hearts the light of your wisdom, O God, and open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we may think and act according to your good will, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is from 1 Samuel. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year. Then she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she made to the Lord." And then she would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. The second reading is from Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. To each indeed you are called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
I'd like to invite all of the youth, and that includes middle school and high schoolers as well, come on up. And I've invited all the acolytes who are here to come up with us as well. So if you're in middle school or high school, as well as elementary and below, come on up. Find a spot to sit. Good. Good morning, Kiki. Lauren, good morning. Good morning. How has your break been? Has been good? Who's ready to go back to school? Should we ask moms and dads who's ready for them to go back to school? Should we do that? Hey, I want you to listen in this morning's gospel, which we're about to hear, because Jesus is doing something that you do, well, officially 180 days out of the year, but really you do this every day. I want you to watch and listen during the gospel. Jesus kind of goes to school today. This is the only scripture in the whole Bible today where we hear something about when Jesus was young. I mean, we hear about when he's a baby. I mean, we hear about that. We just celebrated the birth of Jesus. And then in every other gospel, in Matthew and in Mark and in John, it basically goes right into Jesus starting his ministry. But today, Luke includes something from when he was 12 years old. Jesus does something today. So listen for that. Okay, so I have a question. You've learned a lot about Jesus over the years, all right, and about God and about the Holy Spirit. Tell me something that you know about Jesus. Start us off, Emily. What's that? Jesus has the fruits of the Spirit. Yes, great start. Thanks, Emily. What do you think, Donovan?
He loves us.
You want to give the end of the message today? That's exactly, there's going to be a thing on the screen that says Jesus loves you. Yes, Donovan says Jesus loves us. Way to go, Pastor. That sounds good. What else do you know?
He's